Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
If you haven't tried the new Skyliner, if you haven't seen our brand new Joe, if you haven't seen Santa's Village this year, you haven't seen it at all.
Three worlds to explore. Santa's Village, Old McDonald's Farm, Coney Island. So much fun, so close to home.
If you haven't seen Santa's Village this year, you haven't seen it at all.
Santa's Village, Dundee, Illinois.
It is still in Dundee, Illinois. It's Dave Blyer and 720 WGM. What a classic commercial, classic spot. Place you grew up with in Chicagoland. So if you grew up in Chicagoland, you're bound to have your favorite amusement park. And maybe it was Riverview back in the day. It was Kittyland, Dispenses, Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago, Great America. Or maybe it was the three worlds of Santa's Village. Since 1959, Santa's Village, now Santa's Village Amusement Park in Dundee, has entertained millions of visitors. And joining us to talk the history and the 2016 summer season of this Chicagoland classic is the owner and operator, Jason Serpian. Jason, so glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much for having
so
me.
So nice to see you. You know, and we come every year. We were just talking about it. We come a couple times a year, actually. Been around forever. You take such meticulous care of this park, because I have been around the country at other amusement parks that I know have long history, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and they don't look like what you've done to this place.
Well, thank you very much. It's a constant work in progress. We never quit on it.
I know. I said I see a little gray in your hair these days.
So a lot more gray.
Share the history of Santa's Village with me a little bit.
Holy Cow opened in 1959, Memorial Day weekend, actually, yeah. In 59, and operated right through the 2005 season. They took a little hiatus when the old company, if you will, went out of business, and we came in 2010, reopened it for a soft opening in the fall, and here we are today.
It was one of those things that I think most people would say, because you can't reopen Kittyland because there's a big Costco there now, but I think it's one of those places that you said to yourself, well, it's closed now. It's not going to open back up, and there was a passion that you had behind this to get back into it. You worked there as a kid.
I did. I worked there, I think, 1990 through 93, and then I was still kind of involved with a few other parts of the park right up until through the 2005 season. We provided all the animals there, and then in 06, new group was coming in, and it kind of just kept going. We were kind of always in the loop while the park was closed, but it was kind of a neat little thought to kind of think about trying to do something during that time that it was closed.
Now, is Don Holloman still there?
He's still there.
That's amazing. All right, so this is the current VP and GM, but he started there in 19—this is his 50th anniversary.
I guess it is. Yeah, I was going to say 66.
Oh, see, I just gave you a good PR thing. This is a good. Good. Come meet Don Holloman. Get his autograph.
We had a party for him. That's right, because we had a party for him 5 years ago. He's still there.
Wow, 50 years there. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
He started over at Adventureland.
Is that right?
Yep, and then they moved him over to what's the name of the family that took over?
Oh.
Everdings. When the Everdings bought Santa's Village, they moved him over as a co-general manager.
Now, you know, what propelled you to do this? Now, I know the property was owned by somebody else, and you were doing stuff with animals to begin with, and how did that all kind of come back together when you reopened?
Oh, that's kind of a long story. We'll make it short. In 05...
We got time. It's overnight. My God, we could talk forever.
This is a crazy hour.
It's a crazy hour. You're awake, though. You look wide awake, man.
Just as I walked in here. We were doing the mobile animal stuff. You know, like I said, I was involved in the park for quite a while, even during that time that I wasn't working there. So we did the animals for the park in 05. And then in 06, they wanted us to get involved with a new group, and then that whole thing didn't pan out. I think it was 07, kind of the same thing. 08 was the same thing.
Yeah.
And then in 10, I basically put a quick phone call into the guys that own the property and said, you know, our animal business is doing well. We're thinking about doing something really small scale. You guys aren't really doing anything with the park. And we met a few times, and the guy that owns the property, who's actually my business partner, is just absolutely unreal. And he's like, I got a bigger, better idea, and here we are today.
Wow, so that's right. He couldn't take it down.
No, no.
It
no.
snowballed. That's no. a good
yeah,
little,
I
like snowball. We'll talk about
you.
That. And then you've got all these, 500 animals, free flight aviary. I mean, what you've done, there's a reptile building, there's exotic animal shows. I love all that stuff. But you went back, and not only did you buy some new rides, but you went back searching out some of the rides that had been auctioned off.
Oh, yeah. No, some of the first rides, that very first fall that we brought in, we had the Starjet ride, which was there. I think that one was put in the mid to late 60s.
So was some of the stuff just covered up and in storage there?
There was nothing there, garbage. The Starjet ride was the only thing that was sitting there that wasn't garbage. I mean, it literally took us weeks and weeks just to get the garbage cleared out enough so we can get machines in to clean out the rest of the garbage.
Wow. Okay.
It was a disaster. It was months and months of just cleaning up. Probably there was maybe, I don't know, 20 of us probably there every day, 7 days a week, getting the place cleaned up.
But some of the original rides, you talked about the Starjet, but the Balloon Race, the Convoy, the Sleigh Ride, where did you find all these?
Convoy, that one was actually out in Indiana. Somebody helped me find that one. I can't remember who, but I mean, they bought a bunch of stuff from the auction like everybody else.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It just sat in storage. Nobody was using it. So we talked to the guy, got it bought back for the same price he paid.
Wow.
He didn't really try to make anything. I found when I started getting, as we started cleaning up, getting ready to open, I found a couple of the Kiddyland rides, and I'm like, that only makes total sense. So
that's my favorite. So when they closed up, you grabbed those as well. The Midjo Racers, the Space Invasion. When I see those, when I come to that park, and I went to Santa's Village as a kid. I probably went to Kiddyland a little bit more because it was close to where I lived.
So did I.
But, yeah. So, but when I see the space ride and everything, I tear up. I'm thinking, oh, my God, these are still here.
Well, even you're, like, talking about Kiddyland on the drive-in, and I'm like, man, that brings back some really right? good memories. My family was all from Chicago, so I'd spend the summers at Grandma's house. And
sure.
We'd hit Kiddyland, once a week,
absolutely.
While I was there. It was just a blast. But I bought those rides, and I had the guy deliver me, bought them. He came up to the auction, bought them. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And he brought them, and he opens the door on the back of the truck, and I'm like, wait a second, something's not right. And I got to think. I got to get my bearings from it. And I'm like, I was much smaller then.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Everything was,
that's
like
a good
miniature
point. Yeah,
size.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I see those, and you have a fire truck, which, okay, the fire truck went to a bar or something, didn't it?
It did. Was it Bourbon Street? I
think. Okay.
Yeah, those guys called me too. Actually, in 11, I think they called and said, we bought this for parades. We're not using it. We want it to go back where it came from. Same exact thing. They're
That's
like,
amazing.
Here's the receipt. Pay us what we paid for, and it's yours. It, like those. That
but
stuff
I mean,
was
you've
really cool.
rebuilt. Childhood memory. I mean, you went and searched all this out. That's the passion that I love behind all this, is you went and grabbed everything back that was there. That is very cool.
It's been fun. I mean, we've got the snowmen back, the convoy rides back. Balloon race is actually a slightly different one, but it's in the exact same spot. The convoy's there. You know, the Kiddyland stuff. The Kiddy Whip, actually, we took down this year. It's going through a complete rehab. We're going to put it back to like it did way back in the day.
Okay.
When it was at Kiddyland new.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're pretty excited
that
we're going roll back out for next year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you said things snowballed from here, so let's talk about snowball. It's the snowball ride. Kudos to you for finding this one. I was saying before we went on the air that I think that's probably the one ride that when you went there, that was the one that was missing.
That
I want to say it was missing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, where's East Dundee? Well, it's at Santa's Village. What's at Santa's Village? Snowball ride. Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
essentially
totally
the
iconic.
Teacups from Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a teacup ride.
It opened up in 1962. I was looking at this. How many are there? 12 of them, a dozen of them, or what do you have?
The cups,
there? Yeah,
yeah, 12 cups.
Okay, all right.
So we'll see, you know, at least 12 up to 36.
And you're turning it around. They look beautiful. I'm going to post the picture on the podcast at WGNRadio.com. They look absolutely amazing. So where the hell did these go?
These actually came out of one of the Santa's Village parks that was in California. And then it went out to Santa Monica Pier for a few years, and it's been sitting in storage. And we've been trying to chase this one or the other one that came out of the park down for a long time, and it was a pain in the butt. But we got it back. We brought them in. I had this huge meeting with the mechanics and the painters, and they're just like, sit down. We've got this figured. And it came out absolutely perfect.
They do. They look beautiful. And do I assume that when you're looking at restoring some of these rides and doing this, are you looking at pictures, like historical pictures of some of this stuff? Like, how are you? Is there any color pictures of some of this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's. Yeah, okay. I mean, we've got pictures, like black and white photos from when the three rides, there was three built in 61 or 62 at Aerodynamics Factory, and they're all sitting side by side. I mean, you want to talk about a really nostalgic picture for the amusement industry. I mean, that is it. I mean, it's really cool to see those. Aerodynamics out of business, obviously, but very well-known engineering company.
You know what? I have to tell you, the with the history there and everything that you do have, now I'm a marketing guy, so this is what I'm thinking. You got to have a little spot where you take like a walk through the history of Santa's Village a little bit. Maybe there's a big wall. People can write their memories.
Yeah,
you get all your pictures
idea.
And all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what people remember as a kid. Then the parents can take their kids through there and say, this is what it was like when I came here.
This thing has gone in a totally different direction than I ever assumed it would. Just with the nostalgia and talking to the third and fourth generation coming out, it's something totally different than what I imagined in the beginning.
Well, we're talking to Jason Serpian from Santa's Village Azusman Park and all the history and all the new things coming up.
It's an amusement park.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jason Serpian, owner and operator of Santa's Village Azusman Park. 58 years? 57? 57 years.
57.
Holy smokes. And your general manager celebrating 50 years at the park.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
I love that. So we were talking a little bit about the new rides, the return of the snowball, which is just iconic there. The gingerbread house is still there.
Yeah.
I love that. House, yeah. I love that.
That was like my biggest first project we did there.
You know, I know you say the park is geared toward ages 2 to 12. You know, my son every year wants to know, and he's 15. Hey, when are we going to Santa's Village?
That's cool. That's
good
it to know.
Is. There's a couple of iconic things in the summertime, and one is Santa's Village, and one is going to the drive-in. So I've gotten them to do some really cool throwback things. You know?
The drive-in, man. There's not very many of
them. There's only a couple left in Chicago. Yeah, just a couple of them. So you've got some new developments at the park. Tell me about the Mega Velocity. What is this?
Yeah, it's a scrambler, basically.
Okay.
We named it Mega Velocity. I wanted a real simple paint scheme put on it, and it came out fabulous.
That's cool.
Absolutely
very
fabulous.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a crowd favorite, too.
Bumper cars are my favorite, I got to tell
are
you.
They?
I have to do it when I get there. That's like that's my favorite. And
take
the cars,
a little
too.
Aggression out.
Yeah, a little,
a little
bit.
Road rage.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of road rage. That's nice. That's a great name for the ride, road rage. You know, there you go.
Should have thought of that.
Mighty Mate. What's that?
That's you've been out there quite a few times. We've got that big swinging ship, the Sea Dragon, which is one of the biggest ships that they even make. This is a really scaled down version. It's perfect for like the little ones, like
that's
maybe
cool.
2 to 5 or 2 to 6.
Wow.
Right there. So it's a lot less swing.
So I was gonna say it's a small light swing. Okay.
Yeah, and it's themed up real cute, and the kids seem to really. That one's actually really popular too for a kiddie ride. Yeah.
That's very cool. Now the one thing that we have talked about, this is not just an amusement park, but I mean it's very educational as well. I always think about Dr. Lester Fisher from the Lincoln Park Zoo, who used to go on the Ray Rayner show, and this might be before your time, but and he used to talk about animals, and it would be just a big educational thing, and that's really what you do here, and you've got this daily keeper talks. You know, you've got access to these exotic animals. There's a petting zoo. Tell us a little bit about the animals.
Holy cow. Animals, big part of my life. I mean, that's how I started at Santa's Village. I started working in the barn, and then I went to work for another guy that was big into exotic animals, and for, holy cow, 25 years I've been in the animal business in some way, shape, or form. But we've got a lot of animals. Hands-on experience is always huge with us. We do a critter camp program where the kids can come out and basically be zookeepers for the week. And
that's amazing.
At the end of the week, the parents come in. They get to watch the kids put on their own exotic animal show, and then they get to enjoy the park, you know, for the rest of the day. So it's been a big hit for us, the camp critter camp program.
I would think it's a big field trip attraction, too.
Oh, it's huge.
For teachers out there.
Yeah, we do a lot of groups. Again, a lot of education. It's very hands-on.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of the keeper talks. You know, there's the new wallaby exhibit, the deer park, the petting zoo itself, pony rides. We do the free flight aviary, which I had dreamt about for years, putting that into a location.
That's cool.
And that's turned out really good. It's been rethemed this year. It looks 10 times better than it did before.
That's
and
great.
It didn't look bad before either.
That's terrific. Now, you've kicked up the food there, too. You've brought Rosati's in, so you got pasta, sandwiches, pizzas, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, Rosati's is there. I think they're in 5 different food stands.
Oh,
we've
great.
Got Subway has a location in there now.
Yep.
Kona Ice does a shaved ice program. They also do the ice cream in the park. So we've got a lot of different food options.
Yeah. And then here's what I like. You've returned this Fisher House program where it's you can donate there to U.S. veterans and their families. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's You can get me a little choked up here. The armed forces thing is something that I've never served or anything, but I just feel those guys and gals, they come back and they just kind of get cheated a little bit. And I think they need as much help as we can possibly do. So we do a change-up program to help the Fisher House. We did a tour of the Fisher House facilities at the the Hines VA hospital there. And that was really cool to get to see that and what these folks from the Fisher House do for these veterans' families while they're there for medical services. So, you know, they just need some help, I think. And
that's fantastic.
We do as much as we can for the vets. We do a lot of different things. This weekend we've got an Armed Forces discount deal going. We do veterans free during the season. We've got all kinds. If they go to our website, santasvillagedundee.com, we do all kinds of different stuff for the vets.
Amazing.
As much as we can do anyway.
Amazing. Great stuff. Great stuff. Now, you mentioned to me during the break that you have something going on at night there. And I was mentioning you always have this amazing, like, haunted experience for Halloween. And it's not for little kids. It's for bigger kids. And it's always just crazy fun. But you got something going on starting in June. Tell me about that.
Sometime in June, we're going to kick off. This is with an outside company, somebody that's actually going to do our haunted stuff for us during the fall, too. And actually, the haunt this year is going to be a little bit different. It's going to kind of transition from it being okay for a younger crowd, and then kind of close the park for the most part, and then we go to an older crowd. So instead of it just being geared for a totally different, it's going to fit our dynamics a little bit, too.
Love that.
But this other thing that we're doing, again, with this outside company is it's called escape room is kind of what they're getting to be much bigger now. But instead of just a room like people are doing, they're going to do the whole park.
Wow.
And basically you run around. It's like this whole zombie thing. And you've got like vests on and like, you know, they keep track of your life and the zombies and there's clues. And it's really cool.
Sounds a little Walking Dead-ish.
Yeah. It's totally different. It's after we close. So which, if you've never walked through our park at night, it's like one of the scariest places there is.
I bet you've done that a lot. Yeah,
So it's going to be really cool. I think it's going to be a huge
I've never heard anything like that, especially during the summer months. You hear it, you know, as August, September happens, but that's cool that you're doing that all summer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a really good thing for the park and, you know, and for our demographic, our customers that are doing other stuff. They can come back at night, maybe with or without the kids. It's not scary. It's just more... what would you say?
It's an experience.
Yeah, like a mystery experience.
A lot of these haunted houses these days, and like yours was in past years too, they're like theatrical productions.
These guys...
These are serious.
Yeah, these guys are from Fable Studios, and these guys are
studios.
Like all over the country. They do a lot of work for a lot of bigger companies, and they're excited about coming in from by us too. But yeah, they're going to do a fantastic job.
Now, if you haven't been there in years or decades for that matter, it's time to take the kids or grandkids. Santa's Village Azusman Park, located 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee, open through the end of October. Hours are...
check our website, santasvillagedundee.com. But basically weekdays, once we go to a weekday schedule, we're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and weekends 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, beautiful.
And holidays too,
so much fun. And for more information, group discounts, birthday. You can do birthday parties there.
Birthday parties are huge. Yep. We've got birthday party rooms that they get, all kinds of
cool.
great packages.
That's
we do
great.
A lot of school groups, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And I forgot about Santa. He is there.
Santa's there every day. Yeah.
And he's a blast.
Same Santa that was there since like 1982 or 3.
No way.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Santa or Santa's helper?
Well.
All right. We'll let everyone figure that out. Okay. All right. All right. Anyway, you can visit Santa's Village Dundee, correct? .com.
Yep. Santa's Village Dundee.com.
Thanks so much, Jason.